Meet our audience. They're cutting their hair, working, living their lives, sharing stories, and always listening. So if you're going to interrupt them, it better be good. Prime Media Broadcasting Sales. We help you connect with every fantastic, quirky, and exciting individual in our audience, from the barbershop to the boardroom. Let's make sure your brand is heard. Contact us at advertise@primemedia.co.za today.
It's time now for our chat with our favorite African futurist, Dr. Rose Phillips, and you are invited to the chat via WhatsApp at 0725671567. Your calls anytime at 021-446-0567. Dr. Rose joins us every second Monday. We talk about what it takes to unlock an abundance mindset, create better futures for business, planet, society, and for yourself, of course. Dr. Rose is the founder and CEO of Abundance at Work, a leadership development and learning immersion company, helping businesses to solve for dignity, unlock people's abundance, and improve how the world works and live. And you can find out more at abundanceatwork.co.za or Rose with a Z, rosephillips.com. Talking back bucket list, welcome Dr. Rose.
Hello, Clarence. Hello, listeners.
I'm tempted to ask how full is your bucket, but let's start with the basics in case there are people not familiar with bucket lists. What is a bucket list and where does the term come from?
Yes, indeed. Maybe that's the place to kick off, don't you think, Clarence? So let me answer the question directly. A bucket list, it's simply a list of things you want to do, experience or achieve before you kick the bucket, as it were. But it really gained popularity after the 2007 film The Bucket List, which starred Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, and the screenwriter Justin Jazakman, the person who wrote the movie, or the book that became the movie, had a list he called Justin's List of Things to Do Before He Kicks the Bucket, which he later then shortened to Justin's Bucket List, and it became the movie Bucket List. The movie made people around the world stop and think, what do I want to do with the time that I have left?
Yeah, and I guess with every little tick that we question, or every little second that ticks by, that question becomes more important. It's such a powerful concept. Do you have a favorite line from the movie, Dr. Rose?
I do. Morgan Freeman's character, Carter, he says, you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. You measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. And for me, it's such a beautiful reminder that our lives aren't just about personal accomplishments. They're about the impact we have on others. Now, of course, Jack Nicholson's character, Edward, also said that there are three things to remember when you get older. The first one, never pass up a bathroom. And Clarence, the other two are not for sensitive ears or public consumption, so listeners will have to Google that. Yeah, I'm more of a Carter kind of person. I'm less of an Edward kind of person. Edward's humor is drier than a Savannah.
Okay, that's funny. Now, we obviously want to hear from you as well. Maybe what's the most daring or strangest or maybe the most important thing on your bucket list? You can call 021-446-0567. Send a voicemail or a text to us on 0725671567. We'd love to share your stories on air. Did you profoundly change when your bucket list became a little more intentional part of your existence? Dr. Rose, I have to ask, what's on your bucket list? I've got to go there.
Yeah, I know. Eventually, it took you all of 2 minutes. So I don't need one, Clarence. I'm going to live forever. Well, that's if I can make it to 2025. And at this stage, it's a bit of a touch and go, I have to say.
Sure.
Only 1 month to go to the end of the year. Can you believe it? But more seriously, I try to actually live my life as one big, long, rewarding bucket list. For me, it's about creating moments that matter every day, whether it's connecting with the people I care about or exploring or learning something new, like playing the piano or learning to make the perfect biryani, which I suspect will never happen, to be honest, or learning Hangul, which is South Korean, because I now watch South Korean movies on Netflix. or simply taking a moment to be grateful. And usually that happens when I sit under a tree or I'm in one of my favorite bookstores reading a book. So, yeah, that's me.
I like that. And it does bring up something I've been thinking about. Some people criticize bucket lists as being morbid, maybe. That reminder of mortality, the list you draw up when you... You know, when you've just had a health scare, or when you're facing your own mortality or that of a loved one, that's a common perspective. What's yours?
Mm. Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking five times before I decided, okay, we're going to do this program, because I thought people might actually just think that it is just morbid, this particular show, because we're going to be talking about death. So it's true, right, that many times it is a wake-up call, that the sand in your hourglass is running out on you, you know, the idea that life is finite. But I see that as empowering. I don't see that as morbid. A bucket list isn't about fearing death. It's about embracing life. When we veer that way, it stops being a checklist and becomes a guide to living fully. Well, that's my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about existence or life. Now, choose it.
Mm.
Yes. Choose it.
Exactly. Choose to live.
Maybe at the expense of the bond payment, but choose. Okay, that makes sense.
Remove your bank manager from your bucket list. Yes.
That makes sense. But especially after COVID, I think we are there. A lot of us have lost loved ones, all the drama that accompanied it. We've experienced across the world, I guess, geopolitical issues, there's climate disasters. Do you think bucket lists are an older generation thing as well? As younger generations approaching bucket lists, are they approaching it differently? Do they even call it that? I lived my bucket list in my 20s.
Yeah, you know, that's such a rare thing that people say that, right? And bucket list sounds like it's the end coming, and so now you're rushing to come up with a list of 10 things to do before you kick the bucket. Such a great question. I actually think that younger people are redefining the concept entirely. For them, it's less about a traditional bucket list and more about living intentionally every day. They might create vision boards or travel wish lists or goal journals. And I think social media has been a huge influence here. Platforms like Instagram and TikTok let people share their experiences in real time, which inspires others to make the idea of living fully more accessible and visible. And of course, many of these experiences, to be honest, are fake or thrill-seeking, and they are clickbait. But overarchingly, the move is towards being more present. It is towards experiencing life in the here and the now through meaningful experiences for all generations. Especially what you just said, our collective brush with mortality that we've all experienced during COVID. I would say through that we see the behavioral difference, though, still more markedly in how younger generations define existence. They're not waiting for a wake-up call. They're creating joy now, and most other generations are following suit.
Yeah, younger generations and jazz lovers, you got to get the facts straight on that one. The moment is what we live for.
says the youngest boomer on the planet.
There we go. Now hold on a second, Gen X. But the youngest
Gen X. Apologies.
But it sounds like there's a lot of cultural and generational diversity in how people approach bucket lists. How do different cultures maybe view the idea?
Yeah, it's such an important question. In Western cultures, or let me rather say Western inspired cultures, bucket lists tend to focus on individual goals, things like climbing Mount Everest or traveling the world or just achieving a career milestone. It's often about personal fulfillment. In African-inspired cultures, the emphasis is more communal. It's about legacy or ancestry, what you're leaving behind for your family or for your community or for future generations. Now, bucket list there might include preserving traditions or starting a project that uplifts others or ensuring that children have opportunities that you didn't. You still want to climb Kilimanjaro, but for you, it's more about doing it for a cause that is larger than yourself. And then lastly, in Eastern-inspired cultures and philosophies, there's more of a focus on mindfulness and harmony. Instead of chasing big adventures, people might include meditating or practicing gratitude or deepening their connection with nature. It's more about finding peace in the present moment. Now, of course, our global society is becoming more diverse and multicultural, and so philosophy and culture is not as geographically bound as it used to be. Western geographies embrace Eastern or Afrocentric cultures and philosophies and vice versa. Eastern and Afrocentric cultures and philosophies are, or people are embracing Western cultures. So let's not think about it as geographically demarcated, but more about the inspiration of a particular kind of culture.
It is 80 minutes past 11. We are talking to our favorite African futurist, Dr. Rose Phillips. I have a voice note in from Gillian. Maybe we should take a listen to that quickly. Doc, are you okay with that?
Hi, morning, Clarence and Dr. Rose. I'm listening to your program now. It's Jill in Welcome Glen. And my bucket list, I'm kind of living my bucket list, one of the main things at the moment. And that is 14 years ago, I started a horse rescue. And I use the rescued horses to help children who have suffered abuse and neglect. They come and interact with the horses. So that's kind of one big thing I've ticked off my bucket list, that I've actually started that and we're still going. I'm determined on my bucket list is a determination to secure the future of the Haven, of Tomro Haven, by getting a farm and horse parks and vehicle, and I will do that. And another big thing on my bucket list, I need to get back to the bush at some point, which has become extraordinarily difficult running a horse rescue that's underfunded. So we have to be very careful. There's no personal funds available, but my major thing is to get back to the bush one day for a short period of time. But otherwise, I'm living my bucket list and getting joy and contentment every single day.
Ah, wonderful. I wish I knew. I wish she would tell us what her bush looked like. But, yeah.
It's a beautiful story. She is actually living her bucket list day by day. And in fact, when you live your bucket list day by day, as you can hear from the energy of Jill, she gets joy every day. I mean, there's nothing for her to fear. She just... because she knows this is where she needs to be, even though ultimately, let's hope for her sake, she does get to the bush, and it's not her ashes only that ends up at the bush. And the other thing I listened to her is just the discovery that nature is nurture, right? And these horses that she's rescued help children. And isn't that a beautiful story of actually a legacy that lives beyond you?
Absolutely. And I guess it is about value and meaning more so than adventure then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your bucket list reflects who you are and what you care about, not just what you can splurge on. Current studies show that people who prioritize meaningful moments, much like you've just heard from Jillian, over material possessions, they report higher levels of happiness and life satisfaction and contentment. Turns out memories we create really do outweigh the things that we own.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just... I'm thinking about the experience economy. I've been thinking a lot about that lately. What is it? What is it? And how does it relate to the bucket list?
Yeah, you can't at this time of the season not think about the experience economy and consumerism, because consumerism is everywhere. And it's such an interesting question you should ask, an insightful question. The experience economy is this fascinating shift where people value moments over material things, right? We've extracted maximum value from products and services, and now the focus is on curated, personalized experiences. You'll even see in the dictionary and in our languages the rise of words like moments, even in advertising, moments of joy, etc. And the rise of words like experiences in our language reflects this cultural and economic evolution. People aren't just seeking things, they're investing in memories and transformations. Bucket lists are a natural driver of this trend. They inspire people to pursue unique, meaningful experiences that align with their values.
Something that distracts us from our cell phones and the information revolution and its imposition on our time and space. But businesses have definitely taken notice as well, haven't they?
Absolutely. Travel companies, for example, they market bucket list trips to places like Antarctica or the Serengeti. Adventure brands, they offer skydiving, hot air ballooning, scuba diving. even restaurants, market, bucket list dining experiences. The key to all of this is personalization. People want experiences that feel uniquely theirs, and businesses, those that are thinking about it, are innovating to meet that demand, and they can create more margins out of creating these unique personalized experiences.
Absolutely. But does that make bucket lists a luxury for the wealthy? Let's just leave it at that.
Not at all. I mean, I think you would think about it that way when you talk about scuba diving and all of those kinds of things that only certain people maybe can afford, or hot air ballooning. But while some items can be expensive, a meaningful bucket list doesn't have to be extravagant. It's about aligning with your values, as we keep on saying. For some, a bucket list might mean planting a tree. For Jill, it was horse rescue, reconnecting with an old friend or someone you had a fallout with over something you can scarcely remember nowadays, or writing a letter of apology or forgiveness, or tracing your family tree and finding family members that you never even met before knew you had. These small moments of joy can be just as fulfilling as grand gestures and grand adventures.
And surely there can't just be one thing in your bucket list.
No, absolutely.
Maybe you can do one thing over and over.
Exactly. But also, bucket list doesn't have to be an individual thing. You could have a family bucket list. You could have a group of friends that have a bucket list. You know, those kind of friends that go on golf tours around the world, hint, hint, might be your type of bucket list.
Ticked it off.
So it doesn't have to be an
individual.
Ticked
it off. It's done.
Oh, there you go. There you go. But yeah, the point is that it doesn't have to be an individual. It can also be a group activity. The bucket list in itself is about getting closer to the people you care about. So why don't you share a bucket list item?
But you must admit, though, that it can be a little overwhelming to bring your life's joys down to a bucket list, like the death row prisoner's last meal. I get. What advice would you give someone who wants to create a bucket list?
Yes. Creating a bucket list doesn't have to be overwhelming. Start small. Just start. Your bucket list isn't about impressing others. That's important. It's about creating moments that mean something to you. In fact, I like to break it down into four simple steps, Clarence. Number one, as Jill has said, start with your values. Ask yourself, what truly matters to me? Your bucket list should reflect your priorities and bring you closer to the things that light you up, that brings you joy. Number two, keep it balanced. Include a mix of big dreams and small joys. Sure, you might have travel to Italy on your list, but also think about things like host a family dinner, or learn to bake bread, or make biryani, whatever you want. Celebrate progress, number three. Completing even one item is a success. It's not about checking off every box. It's about living intentionally. That's actually the purpose of a bucket list.
Yeah.
And finally, number four, make it meaningful. Ask yourself why each item matters. When your bucket list is rooted in personal meaning, it stops about being impressive or impressing others, and it becomes about creating moments that resonate with you. And you know what? If you approach it this way, your bucket list becomes less of a checklist and more of a guide for living fully. You know, regret, it weighs much more than gravity. So don't be weighed down by regret, by what could have been. Just live. So yeah, start small, but start.
And that's before you retire, right?
Well,
when do you start? When do you start?
They say there are two moments in your life. The day that you were born and the day that you know why. So the day you know why you were born is the day you start your bucket list. It could be in your 10s, in your 20s, in your 30s.
I like
that. It could even be in your 80s.
I like that. So maybe just we need to wrap up. Thank you again, Dr. Rose. 2024 is winding down. It feels like the perfect time maybe to reflect or add some bucket list items to your Christmas list. That's where my mind is now. No, my bucket is getting fuller. I'm working it, though. Any final words, Dr. Rose?
Yes, apart from good luck with Black Friday, try not to make a bucket list item list before Black Friday. You might just bankrupt yourself before the 1st of December.
Of course.
But on a final note for the show, thank you very much for the time. And for those that have called in or texted, I would love to see what people said. If you try and live your list anything like I am trying to live my bucket list, then you try and treat your entire life as one beautiful, sometimes very challenging bucket list of memorable moments and meaningful experiences. Your bucket list isn't about the end of life, as we have pointed out, Clarence. It's about how you choose to live and how you choose to live it now. And as 2024 winds down, I would just say to listeners, take a moment to create memories that matter, because every moment can be part of your bucket list.
Just two quick little messages in. The problem is advertising telling you that you don't own this, then you won't, or if you don't own this, then you won't be happy. I get that one. The second one says, my bucket list makes sure that I don't or won't bump into all the other bucket listers, says James.
Love it. I absolutely love that one. Yes, a bucket list, solitude, freedom. I like that.
Yeah, we're going to rest it there. We appreciate your time, as always, Dr. Rose Phillips. And you may want to find out more about Rose, the founder and CEO of Abundance at Work, a leadership development and learning immersion company helping businesses solve for dignity, unlock people's abundance, and improve how the world works and lives. You can find out more at Abundance at Work or abundanceatwork.co.za or rosephillips.com. And of course, we've spoken about the bucket list. Tell us about your bucket lists.